Not a day goes by without the news showing us the serious impact of growing food crisis. Food riots have broken out in a number of countries around the world, and the World Bank has stated that many nations are at risk of social unrest because of rising food prices. At the same time, ladies and gentlemen, not a day goes by without the media drawing attention to the energy and climate issues. Ever-rising trends in energy consumption and climate change are a major concern, as they will have a huge impact on our future. Reports show that we use far more of our natural resources than our planet can regenerate. Some reports indicate even 4 times. We all have to face these dilemmas, including the dilemma of competing claims for food and fuel. As a global society, we cannot accept increasing level of poverty and hunger. And at the same time, we need energy security. Coupled with the urgent need to find effective policies to stop the loss of biodiversity, this means that we are faced with one of the toughest challenges of the new millennium. Ladies and gentlemen, there are no easy answers. First and foremost, we have to respond substantially by substantially investing more in sustainable agriculture again, especially in Africa. We have neglected agriculture too long and too much in our international policies for sustainable development in the last decade. In many countries, the productivity can and should be considerably improved in a sustainable way. And this should be done by sharing knowledge, developing sustainable production chains, supporting local and regional markets, and last but not least, by providing more market access for products from developing countries. We need to develop criteria for sustainable production with relevant stakeholders as well. Initiatives as the Roundtable on Sustainable Soy and Palm Oil Production deserve our support. The Netherlands government is committed to improving sustainable agricultural development in developing countries, in particular in Africa, in order to reduce hunger and poverty. We will invest an additional 50 million euros for the revitalization of agriculture in increasing productivity, agricultural knowledge and training, local economies, value-adding chain development, and ensuring food security in developing countries. And I call upon other donor countries to increase their investments in agriculture in developing countries along 5 specific tracks as well. And some already do. Ladies and gentlemen, our response to the challenges should be broad. Governments can and should take a leading role in facilitating and promoting sustainable technological in innovations. For example, via universities like Wageningen University. We should respond by investing more in public-private partnerships, in making production chains more sustainable, in setting up public-private trade relations, and ensuring that the concept of corporate social responsibility is put into practice. We should also change our consumption and production pattern in a sustainable way. And last but not least, we have to respond by making the Doha Round a real success, especially in making it a real development round. And if we want to do this, a lot of extra effort from all of us is needed in finding a suitable outcome which is acceptable to all of us. Specifically in regard to biofuels, we should support the use of biomass for energy purposes only if it is produced in a sustainable manner. For that, we need to develop sustainability criteria. Furthermore, we need to invest in developing second generations of biofuels in order to avoid competing claims between food, feed and fuel. And at the same time, we need all types of renewable energy to combat climate change and enhance energy security, not only bioenergy. Certainly, we don't need new trade restrictions or closing down markets for biofuels. Colleagues, we have great challenges ahead of us in reaching the Millennium Development Goals and tackling the issue of high food prices. And in this respect, the United Nations has a crucial role to play in assisting member states to meet these goals. But to improve its effectiveness, the UN should deliver as one at the country level. The Secretary General of the UN has established a task force on the global food crisis, which will focus on formulating a response to the increasing food prices. I would specifically highlight the role of the Food and Agriculture Organization, FAO, and the other Rome-based UN agencies. We need the FAO. It is a crucial organization in our aim for reaching MDG 1 and number 7. But we need a fundamentally reformed FAO. Mr. Chairperson, dear colleagues, to conclude, several roads lead to Rome, and we need to use all of them in order to tackle the challenges of our time and in order to create a future for our children and grandchildren. Let us not forget, we have only one planet to share, and we must ensure its health and sustainability for our generation and the generations to follow. Thank you.